every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Looking at these number of crimes once again, we've just got to keep our finger on the pulse. I must admit I cheered the other day when I saw the Mayor of Townsville, Jenny Hill, speaking out on this crisis in our midst. It's not just here, it's across North Queensland. And in the past, Townsville left us for dead. They had far more crime going on down there. Now the situation seemingly has reversed. I'm just looking at some of these figures now, according to police data. This is us in Cairns, 4,714. This is just unbelievable. Unlawful entry offences committed in the past 12 months in Cairns, 4,714. That's an 87% increase on the 2,500 recorded in the previous 12 months. I mean, it's just completely out of control. And the thing we've noticed now that's happening more and more frequently, these children are carrying knives and screwdrivers, and they are children, as you heard this morning, 13 and 14 and 15 and 16. And they just wait for someone to get out of a car. They surround them, attack them if necessary, get the car, and off they go. Couldn't care less. They hit something or someone. And you see them coming in to work again this morning. There they were along the sides of the road. They're everywhere. And every one of those is an example of misery. For example, you've got the invasion, the home invasion, that people are horrified by. They can't believe that they've actually had someone in their bedroom looking around for the car keys, etc. But they wake up and the car's gone, etc. They know exactly what's happened. And that impacts on their security, their feeling of personal security, sometimes for years. So what's happening? Well, not very much, sadly. So good on Jenny Hill for saying that. We had that policewoman arrive the other day and talk about, oh, we guess we're looking for holistic answers to this issue. We can't rush into things. Really? How many years has this been going on? And still they're talking about holistic solutions, for God's sake. Now, then we had the wanding. Remember the wanding? Oh, no, we're going to get these out across the state and we're going to trial them to see how they're going. They put out a handful of these things. They just reported the other day with schoolies they had them out and they got results immediately. Well, why put the brakes on that project? Because we in our city, in our CBD, so often now, when these kids are hauled in, guess what? They're carrying a screwdriver or a knife. And still nothing out of Brisbane, sadly. I've just put a call through to Ian Levers. He's President, Chief Executive, Queensland Police Union. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, John.
These figures, probably no surprise to you. It's just getting out of hand up here. But we've got a situation too. We really feel for our police for a start. There's nowhere near enough of them up here. Now, admittedly, you don't have control over that matter, but my God, we're desperate for extra police.
Absolutely, we are, John. And sadly, it's not only in Queensland. It's across Australia and New Zealand. We've got a recruiting crisis for police, and that's becoming a real challenge where we've actually had to cancel intakes because we're certainly not getting enough applicants. And that's an issue that we have, and I've advocated certainly at the last election for 2025 personnel by 2025. But with other things like domestic violence, John, and I haven't gone quiet on that issue. We're going to need probably another 1,000 police on top of that. And so just to recruit that is going to be almost, with attrition, we're going to be looking at recruiting close to 800 to 900 people per year. That's what we actually need just to keep ahead of the game. But we could certainly do with more. It's a real challenge for us at the moment, and policing's a great job, but it tires police out. We are fatigued with, you know, the crimes. We see the victims day in, day out, and they're the ones who are often forgotten in the process, John. And I've had my house broken into, and can I tell you, you do feel unsafe, and I can only imagine what it's like for people who are vulnerable and elderly, how they must live their lives with the fear that they go through. It's just terrible. And these young people, they've got no respect for anyone else but themselves. Yeah. They claim they're a victim when they're caught. And they're going around causing mayhem in the community. But the positive part with the wanding, John, we had a trial on the Gold Coast, and thanks to Brett and Belinda Beasley, they've been really strong advocates, and my rep on the coast, Andy Williams, we had a trial for 12 months and over 500 people were charged because they had edged weapons. So that's going to go across the state to all safe night precincts, as well as on all public transport and all public transport infrastructure. But the good part about this, John, I want this to be a deterrent. I don't want people to be carrying bladed weapons around and threatening people within the community. I don't want to see another victim. But we also, when they're apprehended, John, these young people, they know right from wrong. And you've heard me say it before, they need to be dealt with accordingly. And I think very harshly, because it must be, as a parent, your children go out, or you could be out, you actually fear for their safety, for your loved ones when they go out. And if they're carrying these weapons, only one thing can happen, and that is a bad thing.
Do you know what's happening here? And this is the irony, in my view. We've got these appalling crimes, a huge number of crimes, and they're getting more and more brutal. And it's only a matter of time. Some of these kids are 13 and 14 driving around in the middle of the night. Seriously, their lights are out. They're driving at speed. It's only a matter of time till we have another one of these dreadful fatalities. But the issue I see now is these children are not being in any way punished. They're fundamentally rewarded. They get on the net as soon as they're out of the children's court and brag about what they've done last night and how they're competing with the next postcode gang down the road. Oh, that's a party for them. But the people who are imprisoned, the people who are imprisoned are the victims. These are the invisible North Queenslanders, the elderly, who now are confined to their homes, not game to go out, and sometimes confined to their bedrooms, quivering fear, because they're the ones being punished for this outbreak of crime and nothing effective is being done. You're saying, oh, we can't get enough police. I can see why. Because now what's happening up here, so often these kids are attacking the police as well. You get FTP, F the police all over town now, and bragging about how they can kick the daylights out of the police's shins. I mean, this is just a part of it. We were told probably 3 years ago when these attacks on police officers started, there'd be a zero tolerance policy. What the hell does zero tolerance mean when these kids are getting worse and worse at these attacks on police officers, particularly female police officers? Ian, I can understand, I mean, your frustration, but we can also understand why there's very limited people wanting to take up a career in the police force now, nowhere near enough.
And that's exactly right, John. And I'll say I've had a long career and a great career, and I think it is a really good career, but people don't want that in their lives. They don't want to be put in danger each and every day. We accept that we do face danger, but it is getting worse and worse. And, you know, as police, what we're doing, we're not only becoming victims ourselves, we're seeing the victims within the community. And as you're exactly right, these offenders, they get a slap on the wrist.
Oh,
and there's been, John, a lot of things have been implemented, and I get frustrated. You know, for those who are given bail, bail is a privilege, not a right, and they can, you know, sadly we have some of the judiciary who are completely out of touch.
Yes.
If someone's given bail, they can be ensured that they have a GPS tracker so they know where they are. But the legislation's not being used, John. Mm. Like, if they're going to commit further crimes, they should be kept inside. Mm. We have a responsibility to keep the community safe, and it's not hard to do the right thing. Mm. I accept some people make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but these are violent criminal acts.
Yeah.
And as you say, people are becoming prisoners in their own homes, and they are the victims. And that's not the Australian way, John. Mm. I just think the judiciary need to toughen up.
Yes.
And if the government needs to put in mandatory legislation so there's no wriggle room for the judiciary, if that's the way we need to go, so be it. It's a sad point. It's a sad point that we've got legislation now for the wanding. Wouldn't it be great if we didn't need that legislation where police without cause can use the wands to detect people carrying edged weapons?
Exactly.
But sadly, we're needing this legislation, and that's the sad part in society, and the good people are paying a price. Meanwhile, the criminals are running amok. I'd be locking them up, and whether they're 13 or 14, they know right from wrong. If they make a silly little mistake, we deal with it. I work in the child protection investigation, and I've been there, done that. But these are recidivist offenders who they need to be locked up because they are nothing more than criminals who do not care about anyone else but themselves. And as you say, when they compete with others, you know, with postcodes or different areas, they're stealing cars. They're putting everyone's life at danger, and it's a real worry. And but I suppose if there's no consequences, John, what's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Their parents are doing nothing. That's something we do know.
Yeah. Ian, this has been very powerful. Really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thanks for your support, John. And also, I've got to thank Mark Ryan, the police minister, on this. He has been a really big supporter on the Wanding introduction, and that just makes a difference to make our job a little bit easier so we can protect the community. So I've got to give him recognition where it's deserved. So, but thanks again, John, and thanks for your support.
Thanks, Ian. That's Ian Leavers, the President and Chief Executive Queensland Police Union.